In the beginning, theistic evolutionists claim that God did not create the heaven and earth as described in the Bible. Rather, he was guiding an evolutionary process of adaptation over a period of millions of years. But this specifically contradicts the Bible. For instance, the Bible states several times that the animals were created after his kind, rather than changing their kind to form a different kind of animal. It is claimed that the Bible creation account is metaphorical and not literal, that it was written for simple folk who would have been unable to discern the complexities of modern science. But this will just not do. If the account is metaphorical for simple folk, then it ought to be easy to define what each element of the record represents. But such an exposition has not yet been provided. Evidently, those who are wise in evolutionary theory are not as clever
as the simple folk who should have so understood the Genesis account.
It is also said that because the Bible is not a scientific textbook, that the Genesis account is a story about morality and not about how creation took place. But like most wrong teaching, this is a combination of truth and error. It is true that the Bible is not a scientific textbook, but it is not true that it doesn't describe how creation took place. It is written that the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Genesis chapter 1 verse 7. Here, a process is described which contradicts evolution. This situation before us is clear. We must either believe the word of our Maker or believe in evolution. There is no amity between the two. Rather than to follow the wisdom of men, it is better to rather believe the Creator's own word of what he did. As Jesus also testified, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female," Mark chapter 10, verse 6. We need to ditch the evolutionary textbooks and read the Bible to find out how God created the world and everything in it, and his purpose behind it all. The Theory of Evolution Can Do Neither, by Brother Christopher Maddox.